Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. We're glad that you've joined us. My name is Chris Reeves and I'm your host of the program brought to you by the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, meeting at 290 Warfield Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us. We appreciate being on both the FM and AM station. And if you are listening to us on the FM station and this is new to you, we're glad that you've tuned in this morning. Stay with us, please. And for the next 28 minutes, we will have a message from God's Word that I hope will be beneficial and helpful to you. And if you're new to this program, we hope that you'll stay with us during this part of the programming and tell your friends and neighbors about it. If you can get some good from it, we would appreciate you telling others about that. Before we look at our lesson this morning, which, by the way, is going to be a overview of the life of Abraham, if you have your Bibles, if you're in the car listening, we're glad that you're doing that. If you're at home and you have your Bible and want to turn to Genesis chapter 12, in just a moment we will start there. But before we look at that, I wanted to remind you again, we are in the midst of a gospel meeting, and it is going on. You can come tonight, Saturday night. We have another night left of our weekend gospel meeting, and then we have three services tomorrow on Sunday. The theme of this meeting has been, What Has the Lord Spoken? And we are having Bible lessons from God's Word, and we expect another good one this evening. Tonight, the title is, When People Don't Like What the Lord Has Spoken. And that certainly would apply to a lot of things going on in today's world. But come be with us tonight at 7 p.m. Sunday morning, tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., Is Not My Word Like a Fire? At 10:30 a.m., the topic is, What Has the Lord Spoken About Law and Grace? And tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., What Has the Lord Spoken About the Only Way to Live? So please come be our guest. Come visit. We would love to have you. We meet at 290 Warfield Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. And if you need more information, give us a call, 931-647-1324. That's 931-647-1324. All of the lessons, not only in our gospel meeting, but each week, the sermons that I preach and that others who visit preach, they are on our website, wbcoc.org. That's wbcoc.org. So please come be a part of these series of lessons entitled, What Has the Lord Spoken? In Genesis chapter 12 through Genesis chapter 25, we have the story of the great patriarch Abraham. And his life is given to us in about 100 years. When you begin reading about Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, you find that he's 75 years old. In Genesis chapter 25, when he dies, he's 175 years old. So 100 years of a life of a faithful man to God. And we want to just simply look at an overview. There are many, many good lessons and things that we can learn. We just want to hit some samples of his life to show what it means to have a life of faith in God. And it's not just simply looking at an Old Testament historical character. He was real. His life was real. These are real events, just as real as any matter of history. But it's more than just history. It is a man who walks by faith in God's Word. And the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 4 says that we need to do the same today, that we can be right with God if we will walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. Walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, Romans 4:12. And so we need to be like this man. We need to walk like he walked, and we will be learning how that we can do that today. And then hopefully as we close this morning toward the end, we will look at a passage in Hebrews chapter 11 that really summarizes his life of faith. But turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. We just simply want to survey some of the great events in the life of this man, Abraham, this great patriarch, this great man of faith. He's mentioned as a man of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. He's mentioned as a man of faith in James chapter 2. He's mentioned by Jesus and Paul and others. He is a great Old Testament character that we need to emulate today. Now, he's not perfect. No one is. Paul talks about in Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Abraham was not perfect. He was not sinless. There were occasions in his life when he did not do what was right with God. One occasion that comes to my mind is in Genesis chapter 12, he lied about Sarah being his wife. He said to others, well, she's my sister. On another occasion in Genesis chapter 16, he has a son with his handmaid at the suggestion of Sarah. And he was not supposed to do that. He was supposed to have a son with his own wife, but he did that with his handmaid. And it showed a lack of faith in God. In Genesis chapter 17, when he's told that his own wife, who is now old, he's old and his wife is old, that they too would have a son, he laughed in Genesis chapter 17, and that shows a lack of faith. And we're not suggesting this morning that he was sinless by any means. But what comes out in both the Old and New Testament is that he is a man of faith. He moves away from those things that he should not do, back to doing things that he should be doing in obedience to God's word and acting by faith. And so that's what he is commended for, and that's what we want to examine this morning. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. We're going to start reading in verse 1. We want to just simply sample some of the highlights of this great man of faith. In Genesis chapter 12, God calls Abraham out of his own land in Mesopotamia, the area over modern-day Iraq and Iran, between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers today. And he lived there in a very nice city, and God called him to leave that and come to Palestine and to raise a family there, and through them would come the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Jews, and through them would come Jesus Christ. And so he is going to leave this comfortable city, this urban environment, and a nice place to live, and leave all of that and travel a very long distance to a place that is not his own, simply to obey God's word. It's a great sacrifice. And that story begins in Genesis chapter 12. And then once he is in the land, he is told to do different things by God to see if he will be faithful or not. And Abraham does those things. And so as we're living our life today, we open up our Bible, and by faith we do what Jesus Christ tells us to do in the New Testament, or we don't. We live by faith, or we don't. We walk by faith, or we don't. And the encouragement this morning is to follow this great man of faith. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee I will curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That would ultimately be through Jesus Christ. And you can be blessed through Jesus today if you will obey his word. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. I want you to underscore that in your Bible and in your mind. They went forth to Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. They started and they finished the journey. They obeyed God's word. And you read the rest of the verses there. Once they're in the land, Abraham is going about. He's building altars and worshiping God. This is his new homeland. What a sacrifice, leaving your country and your city and your kindred. There's going to be relatives left behind. The great sacrifice that Abraham was making here. Will you make the sacrifices you need to make in order to become and remain a faithful Christian today? Let's walk in those steps of our father Abraham. Let's look at another example in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. And after these things, the word of Jehovah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And if we obey God, there will be a great reward and a great protection. He's also a shield. And Abram said, "O Lord Jehovah, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and he that shall be possessor of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of Jehovah came unto him, saying, "This man shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." And that would be Isaac, not this hired servant. And that took great faith for Abraham and Sarah to believe in that. And that took them some time to get on board with that because they're older. But that's what God did. And there's nothing too hard for God. We'll read about that in just a minute. And he brought him forth abroad, Genesis 15:5, and said, "Look now toward the heaven and number the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said unto them, "So shall thy seed be." And he believed him. Abraham believed Jehovah. And he, Jehovah, reckoned it to him, Abraham, for righteousness. Put that to his account. To reckon something means to put it to your account. When we believe God and obey him, God puts that to our account as righteousness. We can be a righteous person in a very unrighteous world. How? By doing what God tells us to do and by believing what God says. And he said unto him, "I am Jehovah that brought thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit." And he said, "O Lord Jehovah, whereby shall I know I shall inherit it?" And he said unto him, "Take me a heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he took him all these and divided them in the midst, and laid each half over against the other. The birds divided he not, and the birds of prey came down upon the carcass, and Abram drove them away. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. We have another high point in Abraham's life in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be thou perfect." That's the same invitation and request of us today, friends. Walk before God and be perfect, not sinless. The idea here is complete in our obedience to God. And when we do sin, we can obey God and have that sin removed. That's what the perfect here is. God says, "I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply your seed." And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. And thou shalt be the father of all multitude of nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and thy seed throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land of the sojournings, all the land of the Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God." Notice how many times God says, "I will, I will, I will, I will." All of these promises. But it was conditioned upon Abraham's obedience. And when Abraham obeyed, God fulfilled all of those promises. And he has many, many promises, good promises for us today. There are many "I wills" for us today as Christians. But we have to be obedient to God. And so, the time comes to announce that Abraham and Sarah will have their own child. Abraham laughs himself in chapter 17. Sarah later laughs in chapter 18. They had to grow in their faith. The life of Abraham would be like ups and downs, peaks and valleys. And when he goes through a valley, he comes back and gets on a high point. And if he slips again, he goes back and gets on a high point. And that's the way we need to be in our life. And when God announces this to Abraham and Sarah, and he's talking specifically to Sarah in Genesis chapter 18, verse 12, Sarah laughed within herself, just like Abraham had done, saying, I am grown old. Shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And Jehovah said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child who am old? Is anything too hard for Jehovah? At the set time I will return unto thee, when the season cometh round, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's a rhetorical question. It's answered in the negative. No, there's nothing too hard. And of course, he brought them a child. They have that child. That child is born. Isaac is born in Genesis chapter 21. And verse 4, Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. That matter of circumcision was brought out back in chapter 17. And so Abraham was told to circumcise the children when they're 8 days old. Others who had already been born were circumcised to show that we are going to keep God's covenant. And he did what God told him to do. Chapter 21, verse 4. So Isaac is born. Again, we're just hitting the highlights of this life of faith. And we can see that Abraham is a man that grows. And if he goes down into a valley of disobedience and unbelief, he comes back up to a peak of obedience and belief. And I want to close with this last mountaintop or peak of faith in Genesis chapter 22, if you'll turn with me there. Genesis 22, verse 1. God tests Abraham, and we're being tested today. Will we obey or not? Will we listen to the message that is spoken on this program this morning, or will we just simply disregard it? There are different ways that God tests us to see if we're going to be faithful to him. And this was one that he had given to Abraham. Look at Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1. This is a very serious test. It's a great challenge because it involved that which was closest to Abraham, his only begotten son, whom he loved. And Abraham passed the test. Let's look at it. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did prove Abraham. God continued to test him. He had already seen that Abraham could pass a test back in Genesis chapter 12 in leaving his homeland and in believing that he will have his own son in his old age. He had already shown that he could pass tests, but God was not done with him. He wanted to give him yet another one. So God proved or tested Abraham. And he said, Abraham, he said, here am I. That needs to be our attitude toward God's word. Here am I. What do I need to do? And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Notice a couple of things here. Take now thy son. This is your own flesh and blood. This is that which is closest to you. So it's a great test. And then he says, thine only son. Abraham had a son, Ishmael, through Hagar. But this is the only son of promise that God had promised. So the only son in that sense. And then God says, whom thou lovest. If someone had a son but he didn't love him and disregarded him, that person might be able to sacrifice him. But it's his only begotten son close to him, and then he loves him, and he's to offer him up for a burnt offering. The patriarchs, from Adam down to Abraham, they offered up animal sacrifices by God's word to worship, not child sacrifice. And we're going to see in just a moment that God will not allow this to go through. Child sacrifice is not being advocated here. This is simply a test to see what Abraham is going to do. Now let's notice what the text says, the account says. In verse 3, "And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him." Notice his zeal in doing what God wanted him to do. Notice that he was earnest, that he was zealous. He rose up early. He didn't drag his feet. He didn't procrastinate. He didn't put off. He didn't make excuses. When God tells us to do something, and he doesn't tell us to offer up our son today. In the New Covenant, the New Testament, Christ's law, he doesn't tell us that, but he tells us other things that he wants us to do. He wants us to be baptized for the remission of our sins. He wants us to live faithfully each day. He wants us to worship him on Sundays, the first day of the week. And when he tells us to do these things, we need to say, "Here am I." We need to obey, and we need to get up early. God is looking for that. God is looking for that earnestness. It's a part of the test. Let's not drag our feet and put it off. Verse 4, "On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and come again to you." Abraham viewed this as an act of worship to God, even though it involved his own son. He didn't view it simply as a chore or simply as some duty, but this was going to be worship for Abraham. "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. And they went both of them together, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together." Even Isaac at this age is obedient and responsible and courteous and courageous. And he's doing what his father wants him to do. A good young person needs to be that same way today. Verse 9, "And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood." Sacrifices, some of the sacrifices that we read about in the Old Testament, you'll read where the animal being sacrificed was bound so it couldn't get off. It couldn't squirm around and squiggle around and squirm around and turn over and then run off. It's bound so that it has to go through the sacrifice process. And Isaac is bound so that he cannot move. Verse 10, "And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Jehovah called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I." The same thing that he had said before. The response of obedience, the response of an attitude of willingness to listen to God and do what he wants me to do, an attitude of attentiveness. Verse 12, "And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing that you have not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." How do we show that we fear God? By obeying his word. Not by just simply saying that. How do we show our love toward God? Not just saying that, but showing that. And I know that you fear God. How? The proof is in the actions. Verse 13, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. So now we have something in the place of Isaac. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Jehovah, it shall be provided. Remember, Abraham said earlier, God will provide, verse 8. Jehovah Jireh. And God does provide. And God provided Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our sins. God provides what we need for salvation. He provides the things that we cannot provide. The things that we can provide, He expects us to. That which we cannot provide, He will do that. He will do His part. He wants you, friend, to do yours. And so Jehovah provided it. Verse 15, and the angel of Jehovah called unto Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, saith Jehovah, because you have done this thing and have not withheld thy son. Remember, it was a test. Your only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up, and they went to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Friends, let it be said of us, because you have obeyed my voice. That's what we want God to say about us. Attentive, here am I. Sacrificial, willing to give up his only begotten son whom he had loved. Earnest, verse 3, getting up early in the morning, carrying through all the way to raising his hand to slay the son. That is obedience. That's walking in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. I want to close just quickly with a summary in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own. Friends, that needs to be us. By faith, obeying God from day to day. Let me encourage you to do that. Let's get together and study how that we can do that. Come visit us at one of our worship services at the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, meeting at 290 Warfield Boulevard. Remember our gospel meeting. Come visit us tonight. We would love to have you. We are so thankful that you've joined us today. Please tune in each week. We would love to have you, and we hope that you'll have a good day.